Hi, I'm Ed Grubsmith. I'm with the America's Sales Expertise Center. My question revolves around Alta Vista. It's a great calling card. A lot of customers want to talk to us about it. The problem is it has seems to have better name recognition than Digital itself. And we're starting to get questions about Digital's future with Alta Vista. Why should we buy it from you? You're going to spin it off in the software piece of business that you're not going to maintain. And basically want to see how we could tighten the name recognition between Digital and Alta Vista. We all saw the blimp, and it had a little Digital and a big Alta Vista. And this leads our customers to question us about the long run and where we're going with that.
I think it's a very good question. It's under reevaluation at the present time at the executive committee. When we started with the idea of having a partial IPO, that is, we intended to sell about 20% of it. That was a year ago. The IPO market was very hot, and there was a lot of, we thought, halo effect that we could get by participating in that kind of a spin-out. And we're reevaluating that because clearly the IPO market in the United States is quite different at the present time. And for the reasons you mentioned, the most important aspect is to strengthen the Digital brand. Now, there are a lot of different ways you can do that. I mean, the fact that Alpha, I think almost every user that's familiar with technology today knows that Alpha is a Digital product. Most know that Alta Vista is a Digital product. StrongArm is a Digital product, GigaSwitch, and so on and so on. But we need to strengthen that, and that's what I was talking about in our marketing message. And we need to make sure, as we said, when we said we were thinking of doing the IPO, we're not so sure, given the market conditions and some of the comments that you made. The issue for Digital is how to get the best value for our shareholders that own the company based on the technology and the things that we have to offer. And Alta Vista has had tremendous name recognition. And I think that is a huge benefit for Digital, though. Very few customers don't, I know I meet them, they always say something about Alta Vista. They know it came from Digital. And in fact, when you think about it, you can think about what company in the last maybe even year has brought those technologies to market, the fastest microprocessor in the world, the fastest systems, the fastest personal workstations, the lightest and smallest laptop and mobile computers, the fastest internet protocol switches on the internet, just so on and so on. It's Digital equipment. You put it all together, it's kind of a, wow, I didn't know that. I thought Digital was in trouble. So that we've got to get a better message out there about all of these things that we're doing, and that's this advertising campaign that needs to come together. We'll review that in early March, I think it is, for the final approval at the executive committee before we start rolling it out. Other questions? Anything?
Hi, I'm Jeff Monash from Worldwide Training and Marketing Services, and my question is directed at Harry. About 2 months ago, I attended Science of Selling, and I was just amazed by it. I loved it quite a bit. My question is, where are the PM&Ds today in terms of their following the pattern of doing value propositions and two-minute drills for us?
For those of you that aren't familiar with Science of Selling, it's a very structured training program that we put in place for our sales organization to create actually a common vocabulary and a common architecture to present a value statement to a customer. Now, to me, the most exciting thing about the Science of Selling process, which directly answers your question, is we're taking that entire value chain and using it throughout the corporation. So, for example, we've not only trained our sales force, we are using our PM&D and our product organizations to do all of their product value statements, their advantages and positioning, to be done in the same format as the Science of Selling. Same thing is being done with the marketing initiatives. So the 9 targeted segments we've talked about, whether it's data warehousing or continuous computing, the value propositions, the 2-minute drills, are all being presented and articulated in the same vocabulary as the Science of Selling. And by the way, the other end of that spectrum is we're doing the same thing with our partners. We're putting our sales partners, we had almost 5,000 external partners go through that same training process. So we have kind of from cradle to grave, the product engineers can use the same vocabulary, the same architecture, the same format that our sales and marketing people do, that our partners do, which, by the way, has been very well tested that our customers understand. So the short answer is we're doing it. Hopefully it's very visible to you if you either see the sales collateral material or some of the information that's on the internet right now.
Hi, I'm Jeff Mailer. I manage administration for MCS. And I had the opportunity this week to do a very detailed review of our accounts receivables, something that I was very impressed to hear the three of you talk about. And what was interesting from that session was that we actually have customers, some customers who are paying us interest on their late invoices. And this made me think that as a company, we do not charge finance charges to our customers who pay us longer than we would expect. And I'm wondering whether there's any work underway that could help us in a digital way get at this issue and potentially improve our margins.
I think much of the problem that we have with our customers paying us has to do more with us than with the customers, is that we frequently don't present an invoice in a way that matches what they think they've received. And in fact, it's probably one of our biggest hurdles that we have to overcome. We should be looking at that because in the case of many of our channels partners, we've been looking at it lately, and it would appear that we are a quasi-bank for some of these partners. I personally am going to be visiting next week with the CEOs of some of our largest partners, and that will be a topic of discussion. It's not our intention to be a bank. On the other hand, we also have to take responsibility for the issues that we've created, whether it's a channels partner or at a customer. A lot of this has to do with our technology, and it's not an easy fix, but we clearly have that as a major priority in the company. The whole invoicing strategy and structure of our part numbering systems, the way that we interface with customers and partners, a lot of opportunity to improve our business. These things today are sort of a drag on our execution, and as we fix them one at a time, we're just going to get better and better. And it's a continuous improvement thing, whether it's in services, in the product sides, in the administration sides. You just try to identify what the major problems are in the way of us being successful in the field and knock those things down.
Gentlemen, you said some really great things today, fantastic things around VMS, Bob, around excitement, around profitability. But you know what, guys? A lot of people here today have been with digital for a long time, and we've stood through the very difficult times. We need excitement. This is a very exciting company. This company has led the industry for the last 20 years in some fantastic technologies. This excitement has not been translated, number one, to our customers and prospects in the field. It has not been translated back into our organization. The synergy you talked about, we need it. We need to fix a lot of the problems we've had. But gentlemen, I challenge you, please, to bring that excitement back to us as well. I mean, it's a mutual partnership. And unless we do that, unless we convey that sense of excitement about digital to the rest of the world, and also feed it back to ourselves, it's not going to happen.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm sure that my colleagues have the same perspective. The issue is, as you said, it's a partnership. So each individual in our company has the opportunity, but also the responsibility to be part of that change. Harry said in his comments that excitement and enthusiasm are contagious. So is negative thinking. To the extent that you have the ability to control your own thoughts, you know, be positive. There's no reward for being negative, frankly. You've got to be optimistic and positive, and there's a lot to be positive about. There's not a company that we compete with that doesn't have problems. We have had more than our fair share because of some errors we made in the past, but those are behind us. We've got a clear strategy for where the marketplace is going, and it's up to each of us to become familiar with what are the technologies, the services, the products, the partners, the values that we offer to our customers to get excited about. You can do it over the internet. You can address the home pages of any of the business units and see what they're doing. You can see what customer wins we're having. And you can communicate that enthusiasm to your customer and to each other. And you can communicate with us on what we need to do better, what ad campaigns are working, what things aren't working, where we need to work harder to influence an influencer or whatever. But this is very much a community effort. It's not one executive or a handful of executives are probably the least important. What's important are the people in the field facing the customers, having that confidence in themselves, in their associates, and in the company. Thank you very much.
Avnet is a reseller for computer companies like Digital Equipment Corporation, and we've been a partner with Digital for about 18 years now. The partnership definitely makes us more competitive in the market, allowing us to sell Digital's world-class technology and not have to worry about the manufacturing part of that, but really focus on the value that we can provide as a reseller. Makes us more competitive as a team in front of the customer.
Edgemark Systems is a high technology and consulting organization that provides state-of-the-art solutions to customers in government, commercial, and engineering marketplaces. We at Edgemark have felt that one of the reasons for our very significant growth has been because of our partnership with Digital. Through digital technology, and in particular the 64-bit alpha technology, we've been able to provide our customers with systems that are state-of-the-art with the 64-bit architecture.
ECI is a Denver-based value-added reseller who specializes in data warehousing and Windows NT solutions. We primarily focus on using digital hardware and digital solutions in providing our services. We chose to utilize digital 64-bit architecture in all our data warehousing solutions based primarily on performance and speed. There's also always going to be some leverage given the cost, and digital's price performance exceeds HP's and IBM's.
Fast Food Merchandisers is a company in North Carolina who has two factories and 18 distribution centers in the food processing and distribution business. They had a existing vac system that was running their two factories and 18 distribution centers. They made a decision to cover their high growth rate to go with IBM and the AS400 solution. Fortunately for us, the IBM solution failed miserably, and we were able to come in and provide a total solution partnering with Avnet, Oracle, and Digital to win the business back for Digital Equipment.
TCI is a major player in the Colorado marketplace. They're the largest cable company in the United States. Once ECI and Digital pooled their resources and approached this account as a team, we were able to gain a lot of success almost immediately. Between our expertise in aggressive marketing and Digital's strong product mix that's well suited for the applications that TCI was seeking, it was almost a natural.
From what I've heard about the call center, it is a work of art, a concept whose time has come. And they have it set up in such a way that they can disseminate leads very quickly.
Anything else? Okay, thank you for calling Digital. Have a good day.